Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden assured Americans on Tuesday, saying America's energy prices will be going down in the future after releasing 2.5 days worth of oil from the strategic reserves, Republican Senator John Kennedy on Fox News has this analogy.
I think that one of the differences between people and dogs is that dogs would never allow the weakest or the dumbest to lead the pack. President Biden's energy policy is both weak and dumb.
NASA launched a mission to deliberately smash a spacecraft into an asteroid, a test in case humanity ever needs to block a giant space rock from wiping out life on Earth. The DART is going to test its theory. It blasted off at 10:21 p.m. local time Tuesday on board a SpaceX rocket from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As we get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday Thursday, Americans were asked what their plans are for the feasts. Of all feasts.
A new survey conducted by Axios and Ipsos found 67% of U.S. adults are planning to see friends and family from outside their households during the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. That group includes 73% of Republicans, 70% of Independents, and 63% of Democrats. 31% of respondents say they see a large or moderate risk in gathering with family or friends for Thanksgiving this year, which, according to Axios, was significantly down from the 64% tracked in 2020. The poll conducted between November 19th and the 22nd surveyed 1,023 general population adults. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3.3 percentage points. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Former President Trump met with Kyle Rittenhouse and tells Fox News his thoughts on the 18-year-old.
Really a nice young man, and what he went through, that was prosecutorial misconduct. He should not have had to suffer through a trial for that. He was going to be dead. If he didn't pull that trigger, that guy that put the gun to his head, in 1/4 of a second he was going to pull the trigger, Kyle would have been dead. He's a really good young guy. He's 18 years old. Just left Mar-a-Lago a little while ago, and he should never have been put through that. That was prosecutorial misconduct, and it's happening all over the United States right now with the Democrats.
45 weighs in on the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack on Sunday.
Well, he was out on bail, and he was a rough cookie, and it looked like they caught him in some other act that he was speeding. This guy was crazy and a real professional criminal. And a bad guy, and the good news is he hated Trump, okay? He hated Trump based on early reporting. And he should not have been out. He should have never. Can you imagine? I looked at that car going in. Somebody said 30 miles an hour. That was a lot more than 30, right through the middle of a band of people, hitting them from the back. So 5 are dead, 40 are badly wounded. The 5 number will go much higher. all because of a bad guy, and he was out on bail, a very low bail, terrible situation. I mean, just terrible.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Top of the hour, Bill Martinez. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I got Rick Manning with us, from GetLiberty.com, Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Mr. Rick, everything's all ready. The turkey is already starting to smell. You got all those great pumpkin smells filling the household, all those great holiday aromas, huh?
I'm at work, so I have none of that. But I'm sure my wife's enjoying it at home.
See what you got to look forward to, you know? It's all good.
I know. That's why we leave early. It's a great holiday. And, you know, as much as the food is great, as much as the, you know, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tradition is great and all of that, and as much as, you know, people for some reason like watching the Detroit Lions play, you know, this is a one holiday out of all 365 days. It's one day out of 365 where it's actually designed for us to thank God for our blessings. Yeah. And I was asking some kids in my fourth and fifth grade Sunday school class this past weekend. So we'll, you know, talk about Thanksgiving and who are you giving thanks to? And, you know, they came up with a lot of people that they're giving thanks to, but they, in a Sunday school class, they didn't come up with the right answer. So right. It was a little disconcerting. And so I'm making it a point anytime I'm talking about it, I remind them that we're giving thanks to the Almighty God. Amen. who is the founder of our feast, you know, unlike with Tiny Tim and Bob Cratchit and in with Scrooge and all those guys, where they say that Bob Cratchit says that Mr. Scrooge is the founder of the feast. Mr. Scrooge wasn't the founder of the feast. God is the founder of all of our feasts and all of our blessings. And Thanksgiving is
the pilgrims taught us that, didn't they?
Absolutely.
You see, if you miss the story of what happened with the pilgrims, that this is the whole foundation of Thanksgiving. Not to mention, if you look at it, talking about, you know, Sunday school class and you're talking the Bible with kids, is that what is Thanksgiving? I mean, in terms of its calendar, its liturgical importance, it leads into a really thankful season of Christmas, where God came down from heaven to earth to bring us back home, to give us the ultimate gift of salvation. And it's all, you know, part and parcel of this special holiday that starts with Thanksgiving. And as you said, great question. Who are you thankful for? And ultimately, it's like, you know, the right answer, of course, is God Almighty, the one in which we have our life, our very breath, our entire being is because of him. And but, you know, and this is the thing that's missing out of our culture today and why it's in the chaos it's in and why some people are becoming a bit desperate. But, you know, sometimes like all the times before, Rick, in our lifetime, as we've seen, is that, you know, our culture goes through this pattern. And we get to the end of ourselves and finally realize, oh, well, maybe we need to turn back to God. And maybe this year might be a perfect reason, because I think about what the pilgrims had gone through. And I was talking with somebody else earlier, Dr. Alveda King, about it. You know, when you thought about that first Thanksgiving, half of the people, half the pilgrims who came across and, you know, took that treacherous journey across the Atlantic to come to America, to come to the shores of Plymouth, Massachusetts. I mean, that first year when they were there, they lost 50% of their community. But yet at the end of that time, they still came together to give thanks to God for bringing them to this opportunity, which, of course, was the genesis and the seeds for this great American experiment that you and I enjoy today.
100% correct. The what people don't really realize now, what a life of privation that they actually were living, because even though they only had 53 left of the original pilgrims out of 102. And then another 127 came during that next year from England, because they said, you guys go get settled, then we'll send the rest over. And so they had another 123 come. By the time they had reached, this was in 1621, by the time they reached 1630, there were only 200 pilgrims in the colony. They only had 200 people. Of the originals, only four adult women survived. So you have this situation where these people were leaving essentially middle class lives, where they weren't allowed to worship freely. And they said, we're going to go and form a new colony. They found that somebody was a funder. And they were the second colony to settle in the United States, in what we now know as the United States. And they founded it on basic Christian principles. And in 1623, William Bradford, who was the governor of the colony, the original governor, John Carver, died in the first year. So William Bradford becomes the governor, and he's the one who wrote all the books that we actually know about the pilgrims because of his writing. He put down the proclamation for the first official Thanksgiving in 1623, and I'm going to read the last paragraph of that proclamation. Now I, your magistrate, do proclaim that all ye pilgrims, with your wives or ye little ones, do gather at ye meeting house on ye hill between the hours of 9 and 12 in the daytime on Thursday, November 29th of the year of our Lord, 1623. And the third year since ye pilgrims landed on ye Plymouth Rock, ye Pilgrim Rock, I'm sorry, there to listen to ye, Pastor, and render thanksgiving to ye Almighty God for all his blessings.
There's the answer.
Render thanksgiving to ye Almighty God for all his blessings. One of the things, I wrote a piece for Thanksgiving, and it was supposed to publish today, but may not publish till tomorrow. I'm a little bit of a challenge with that. But nonetheless, I wrote this piece, and what the interesting thing is, to me anyway, is the first year they were sharing things, everything in common, and people didn't do very much work, and they almost starved because they didn't have any fruits and vegetables, they didn't have anything from the field. They had scurvy, they had a lot of problems when you don't eat vegetables and you don't have fruits and vegetables. So they had those kind of problems that were killing them. The second year they kept the same system, and once again the healthy men looked around and said, wait a second, why am I working my tail off and everybody else is getting fruit off of my labor, and they're not participating, they're not helping. And so they didn't work very hard. And so once again, the crops didn't do very well, and they ended up with very little. The third season, they said, wait a second, we're going to give everybody their own home. Okay, everybody, you're going to have your own home. You're going to keep some of the stuff that you grow. Suddenly, they had an abundance. because people didn't just grow the amount needed to keep the colony alive. They grew extra, so they would have extra. So they would have, and so they came out of that with extreme abundance.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Testimonies from listeners indicate that the Lord is moving throughout Thailand, where the Tide Ministry is sharing the hope of Christ in the Isan language. In addition to regular radio broadcasts, we are also utilizing other methods to share the gospel in an area entrenched in Buddhism. Things like gospel messages accompanied by video and illustrations on a YouTube channel, or shorter devotionals shared on social media and popular messaging apps, all increase the opportunities for people throughout Thailand to be exposed to the gospel. The Great Commission is a mandate, and we here at the Tide Ministry find great joy in this work that the Lord has given us, and we look forward to seeing what else God has in store for Thailand. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Thailand whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government, is with us. Rick, as you said, this was the grand socialist experiment, right? 3 years of the pilgrims saying, hey, look, we all have everything in common. But what they found out pretty quickly is you have the givers and you have the takers. And they realized that if this was going to succeed, that there had to be the rule of self-responsibility. And amazingly, as soon as they jettisoned that principle, boy, everything just turned on its head, and there was plenty abounding for everybody, wasn't there?
Oh, absolutely, and that's their history. That's the reality. There's another piece of this that, unfortunately, I learned from my fourth or fifth grade boys that they're being taught that doesn't have anything to do with reality, and that is that the Pilgrims were not friendly with the Wampanoag tribe that was indigenous to the area, and that's just flat not true. First of all, they came and they settled on land that another tribe had held, and that tribe had gotten smallpox from trappers from European trappers who, you know, were getting beaver and other furs and sending back to Europe. And so that tribe was reportedly wiped out, 2,000 members of the tribe wiped out. And that was where that tribe had been at. So, they settled actually on land that was from a tribe that was extinct. It was the tribe that the Indian who became known as Squanto, who was captured by a British guy and enslaved and then went to Spain, Squanto did, and was sold to Roman Catholic priests, monks, who proceeded to educate him, proceeded to teach him languages, so he ended up speaking English and other languages. And then he found his way back to where he, you know, to his native land. And he went to where he'd grown up, and that's where the Pilgrims were. And with him and another guy named Samoset, another native named Samoset, the two of them, convinced the local tribes, and this was in 1621, convinced the local tribes to have a peaceful relationship with the Pilgrims. And they signed a mutual defense treaty. And so they had a mutual defense treaty with the local tribe that worked until like 1675.
So it was something like 50 years, wasn't it? Years or something.
Yeah, it was a little more than 50 years. Yeah. And so the Pilgrims got along with their neighbors. They were in mutual defense with the local tribe. They had a relationship with their local tribe that was mutually beneficial. And one of the things that Bradford uses language we wouldn't normally use, but he gives thanks for being able to have peace, and he says protected us from the ravages of the savages, which is interesting language. But right. he was basically saying you put us in a position where we're living peacefully. That's what it means. They're living peacefully with the people around them. They didn't place him in a place where they were going to be immediately wiped off the face of the earth. And they could have been. They're only 50, you remember, 53, only four adult women. They could have been wiped out by the locals, before they ever stepped on shore. So it was they had peace and Bradford maybe, praise God for that, and they broke bread with those natives who, by the way, Squanto also taught them how to plant the corn and the Indian corn and the like, because the seeds they brought from England didn't, but most of them failed. So they ended up going, organic, all local and organically grown, as they might say. So there's a lot. Our kids aren't learning about that. They think that the blunderbuss was used against the locals. And the fact is, there was one incident of that occurring before they actually landed at Plymouth Rock. But once they made peace, there was no strife for over 50 years.
Yeah, amazing. I want to switch gears and talk about Kyle Rittenhouse for just a moment. We've got about 5 minutes left here, Rick.
Yeah.
I love the cartoon, your cartoonist there who contributes every week, Bronco. Oh, my God, this is just hysterical, this cartoon of Rittenhouse. The only thing was missing there, and you can tell him, he needs to have a line in there, take your best shot, it'll only cost you $1 million per shot. because what this kid is going to be getting after all the lawsuits, I mean, he's probably going to make Nick Sandman kind of pale, you know, and Sandman's already got, what, anywhere between $250 million to $500 million. I don't have a confirmation on the second installment, but there's probably four or five other media companies.
Yeah, he's got a number of lawsuits that the other media companies will be settling, and let's put it this way, he's not gonna be hurting in the future. Right. We know that Nick Sandman reached out to Kyle Rittenhouse and actually talked to him subsequently, so we know that that's occurred, and he's been encouraged to pursue that. I will tell you, I'm gonna go beyond a little bit where we are right now, because I hesitate to predict what's going to happen in tort liability, but I do believe he will win a lot of money if he pursues it. But here's what I learned out of it, looking at the backlash. So I always want to see, what are the other side saying? Have they admitted that they're nuts, or are they saying, wait a second, we got it wrong, or are they lashing back? I've only seen a couple of the people on the left actually say, wait a second, we got this all wrong. One of them was Anna Kasparian from the Young Turks, who said all the facts we were told were wrong, and this was a self-defense case. So she was completely honest that everything she thought was true was wrong. But most of the far-left media has chosen to go down the pathway of, if he had not been there and if he had not had a gun, none of this would have happened. So he brought it on himself. And that's that goes to the heart of the argument that the left uses on gun control on every single level. So if not for the presence of a gun, no one would have been shot.
But that's not what the jury concluded, because that's what the prosecutor had proffered, right? You lose your standing of self-defense if you are the instigator.
He wasn't the instigator. And so the prosecution failed to even, they didn't even make their own case in any way, shape, or form. I don't think it was even a close call. But the prosecutor did say in his closing argument, sometimes you just have to take your beating. So if you're out in a place where there's an angry mob and they engulf you and start beating the heck out of you, you don't have the right to save your own life.
Right.
Because sometimes you have to take your beating.
He gets a brick in his head or he gets attacked. Right. He's taking a beating for everybody else, because we're supposed to, or communities are just supposed to lay down and allow their businesses to be ravaged and jobs to be eradicated and vapored. Sometimes you just got to lay back and take your beating, I guess, right?
And a prosecutor is supposed to represent the state, should know that the whole reason we have a police force is so people don't have to take their beating. But when the police force doesn't show up, is told to stand down, and the government says, we are not going to defend your individual rights or your property. Individuals have an absolute right to stand up and defend those things. And, you know, we all know that if somebody's breaking into your house, you better have called 911 10 minutes before if you want the cops to arrive in time. So you better be prepared to defend your own life for as long as it takes. And ultimately, that's what Kyle Rittenhouse did. But that philosophy, that the presence of a gun is, in a sense, the to blame, goes to the core of the left's argument for banning guns. Mm-hmm. And we saw it in full display. And America heard that argument and said, that's absurd.
Exactly.
And that's our important when big picture.
Our constitutional standing was withheld by the jury, and thank God for their courage. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Rick, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and we'll talk again next week, buddy. Take care. Godspeed,
my friend. Happy Thanksgiving, Bill.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden discussing an issue that's near and dear to a lot of Americans' hearts and wallets right now, gasoline prices. He spoke at the White House and said he is tapping into the nation's vast oil reserves, warning, though, it will take some time to have an impact on consumer-level gasoline prices. He also said this is not something that's happening just in America, but rather it's a global issue.
In Japan, it's about $5.50 per gallon.
Former President Trump says the president's Build Back Better Act is like throwing money out the window, and he says it's only going to make inflation and things like gasoline prices worse. And he told Fox's Hannity, had he been reelected, the U.S. would be the number one natural resource provider in the world.
We would have, at the end of my term, we would have been bigger than Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and Bill Pascoe joins us. He is TPP's man in Washington and the Tea Party Patriots Citizen Fund political director. Hey, Bill, happy Thanksgiving to you. How are you, buddy?
I am well. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Bill.
Hey, lots to talk about here. So looking forward to this Thanksgiving break, which is a nice refresher, Congress is going to be coming back, just bent to continue to progress their agenda, which is, at this point right now, for the sake of America, is going to be reliant on a couple of moderate Democratic senators. We'll see how that plays out, huh?
Well, you're right. We've got a big agenda on tap when they come back. They'll be back in session next Monday. You're right. They needed a week off. You'd think that...
We needed a week off. Forget about them. I mean, for what they've been putting us through here.
You're right. There are actually some of us who stayed up all night, Thursday night, Friday morning, to watch that Kevin McCarthy talkathon, 8 minutes,
8.5 seconds. Eight and a half hours.
Eight hours and 32 minutes. What am I talking? But when they come back, they got some things right on tap. They're going to have 5 days. They come back on Monday, and on Friday, a week from 2 days from now, 9 days from now, the government runs out of money. So they're going to have to pass a bill to extend government funding. Now, I can tell you, the Democrats up until about a week ago, the Democrats were talking about passing a short-term extension just for a couple of weeks that would last until December 17th. They thought that they could actually, within the next couple of weeks, they thought that they would be able to negotiate a year-long spending agreement with the Republicans. There's no way that's going to happen, Bill. So they're going to have to extend that.
Well, we said there was no way you'd get 13 Republicans to sign on to that Democratic bill and revive the Democratic Party and Joe Biden. So, I don't know, stranger things have happened on the Hill, right?
Well, you're right, and especially when it comes to the spending bills. And, you know, we never know what's inside the spending bills until long after they're passed. They're so long. They're so detailed. They've got so many nooks and crannies to stuff stuff into.
Right.
I just found out last week there's a provision in the reconciliation bill that just passed the House. It's gone over to the Senate now. There's a provision in there that says it gives a $4,500 tax credit to somebody who wants to buy an electric vehicle that was made in a union auto factory. But there's no tax credit if you want to buy an electric vehicle that was made in a factory that doesn't employ unionized workers.
Bill, are the American people waking up to this? I mean, this crony capitalism that's taking place. This idea, again, the Democrats are, you know, they're buying votes time and again. Whenever you hear the president speak, it's always about good union jobs. Well, what about the non-union jobs? And,
that's right.
especially when you talk in the private sector here. I mean, you know, union jobs only represent about 6% of the labor force. But when it comes to voting power and that, because they're so engaged in the government, I think, what are they, about 35% by comparison of the labor force in the government?
Well, and what you really got to look at is what percentage of Democratic National Convention delegates are members of unions. The single biggest group at any Democratic National Convention is the members of the teachers union. They represent about 11%. That's one out of every nine delegates on the floor of a Democratic convention is actually a member of the teachers union, not just all unions, but just one, just the teachers union. And you're right. That's what we're looking at. You know, there's another provision. They took the PRO Act, which was big labor's most fevered desire, the highest on their wish list. It would totally rewrite U.S. labor law. It would strike down right-to-work laws in more than two dozen states. They passed that on the floor of the House, but obviously that's not going to get any Republican support in the Senate, so it got stopped in the Senate. What did they do? They took the entire bill, and they wrote it into the reconciliation bill. So when we pass this massive spending bill, if that passes the Senate, it will also contain provisions that gut right-to-work laws all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Bill, can that be stopped by the parliamentarian? I know the parliamentarian is looking at a couple things, including immigration issues in this bill. Can that be negated by the parliamentarian, or somehow that still fits within the budget parameters?
No, you're exactly right. The parliamentarian is going to have to look at that and put it through what we call the Byrd bath, or the Byrd test, named after Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, because the rule is that in order to be included in a reconciliation bill, it has to have whatever provision it is that you're talking about must be directed at changing the tax or spending or borrowing policies of the U.S. government. And what you're talking about here is something that changes labor laws. It's very likely that the parliamentarian would look at that and say, you know, I understand it has an effect on spending, but that's not the primary purpose. The primary purpose is to change labor law, and therefore it falls outside the purview of this particular kind of legislation. You can't do it on this bill. We'll find out.
Bill, you imagine on immigration. Do you imagine the political pressure on the parliamentarian from the Democrats?
It's remarkable.
I mean, you know, she's liable to answer the door. I think it's a she that is the parliamentarian. And she's liable to answer her door and find a turkey at the front door on fire, you know, just as a sign, you know.
Well, you're right. She's already knocked out two different immigration proposals. The Democrats are desperate to find a way to include amnesty of some kind or other in the reconciliation bill because, again, they know that Republicans will not support amnesty for illegal immigrants. So they're trying to find a way to slip it into the reconciliation bill so they don't need any Republican votes to pass it. They can do that with just Democrat votes. So they had a meeting yesterday, as a matter of fact. Democratic staff had a meeting with Elizabeth McDonough, the Senate parliamentarian, and they pitched her on what they call Plan C. Since she knocked out Plan A and Plan B, now they've come back with Plan C. What do you think of this? And she says, you know, I'm gonna have to look at this and give it serious consideration. Frankly, I don't see how she doesn't kick out Plan C as well, because it's clear that that the purpose of those provisions is not to change the tax or spending policies of the United States. The purpose of those provisions is to provide an amnesty for illegal immigrants, period.
Exactly. Right. Right. Well, yeah, and this is the deal. And you know, with all the poison pills that are quite obvious in this, what people need to understand also baked into this cake here is Regulation Nation on steroids. I mean, we had 8 years of the Obama-Biden regime where the regulators took over our country, unelected officials, bureaucrats, telling us what to do, how high to jump, when to jump, all this stuff that was going on. I mean, how they exercised their power and authoritarianism. And like the American people want that back. And this is what's baked into this bill as well, is that you've got a bloated bureaucracy already, but that's not enough for them. Let's bring some more in there so that way you can't say anything. If they come after you, Bill, you better go along, and otherwise they have their ways. And if you think not, let me remind you of these people who are in jail as a result of January the 6th. You know, their heels are getting cooled and they're getting reprogrammed. I mean, even to the disgusting point, Bill, that they're making these people, you know, swear some sort of oath against Donald Trump and conservatism. I mean, this is absurd. But this is how over the top these Democrats and this progressive left wing of this party has gone.
Well, you know, you're talking about regulation, Bill. I can tell you've been talking to my friend Rick Manning at Americans for Limited Government, who goes so deep into the regulatory morass of Washington, it's remarkable to have a conversation with him.
He and I have shovels, and we both dig deep like crazy maniacs on that stuff because you know, we see what happens because it impedes our freedoms and our liberty. This is what's happening, is they are choking the freedoms right out of our Constitution. In fact, they don't even consider the Constitution anymore, Bill. And I wonder if many of the elected officials actually have read the Constitution. I don't think that they have any. It seems like they don't have any even a vague connection and understanding of the Constitution with some of these laws and proposals that they're presenting to the people.
But you're absolutely right. And President Biden, who, let's all remember, finished 76, number 76 out of a class of 85 in his law school. So he's at the very bottom of the class. Not surprising. He does not understand the Constitution. Either that.
Exactly. Got to go. Bill Pasco, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
We have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-D-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got the founder, president, and CEO of Numbers USA. I got to tell you, this is really a special treat for us. Roy Beck joins us, and you'll understand because of his background how significant this is. You know, Chris Chmielewski usually reports, but Roy is pitch hitting, and what a pitch hitter that we're having in place of Chris. You know, Mr. Beck became a full-time policy analyst of immigration and U.S. population issues back in 1991. He's written books on immigration, environment, and the U.S. labor market, ethics, religion, public policy. He's co-author of numerous studies of sprawl and has been published in scores of magazines, academic journals, and newspapers. He founded Numbers USA in 96 to carry out the immigration recommendations of two national commissions. Roy, first of all, let me say happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and we're honored to have you on the show with us this morning, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners. Thank you, Bill. Very nice.
Well, you've done the work. You've been there. You've done it. You've bought and worn the T-shirt and all these issues. And you and I'd love to have at least an hour with you to talk about these various topics. But today we've got to hone in on what's happening with this Build Better bill that was passed out of the House. It's going to the Senate. And, of course, all eyes are on Joe Manchin for obvious reasons, right?
Well, they are. And, of course, they have been on this Build Back Better reconciliation bill from the beginning, as you and your listeners are well aware, that the Democrats have decided to try to move this massive bill. It's still around $2 trillion nominally. It's probably higher, but and to move it through against regular order. Regular order would require a bipartisan, at least to get a few people from the minority party to help out. In this case, all they need is 51 votes. Well, there are 50 Democrats, and then Kamala Harris, vice president, would cast the deciding vote. So that means any one Democrat can basically hold up the works and say, hey, I can't go along with this. Now, Manchin out of West Virginia has had the effect, and also Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona. The two of them have been able to cut the cost of this bill in more than half. So that's one big thing. But here we are. And now the House has put this amnesty for about 8 million illegal aliens. Now, it's not a permanent amnesty. It's a 10-year amnesty. Of course, we know if you give work permits and legal residence to 8 million illegal aliens for 10 years, what is the chance that that is not going to end up being permanent? So we've got a big threat to the country. I mean, gigantic. And the tough thing for all of us is that both Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema have said they actually are for amnesty for all these people. So where does that leave us? Well, the American peoples and the American workers, a chance on this is that both of them have indicated they think that this is the wrong place to be moving something that monumental. In other words, this is supposed to be a budget bill. So what they have to be convinced is to basically tell they've got to dig in their heels and tell the Majority Leader Schumer, we can't vote for it until this thing is out. And that's a tall order, but we're working on it. And the big news today, Bill, is this new poll out of West Virginia that shows.
Yes, this is revealing. Yeah, this is quite telling. For me, frankly, I got to tell you, Roy, not a big surprise, because if you remember during the primaries when this came up, even when they were trying to sell it to their own party, the best they could get was, you know, barely 30% approval. But now this thing stinks so bad to high heaven, and with the throngs of migrants who have been coming into the country. I mean, we've been setting records this year. I mean, we're up over a million as it is right now. People have had enough of this, and especially Democrats who are just saying, wow, what are these guys doing here? I mean, they're pummeling us with this. And the other thing, as you mentioned, the additional hurdles that they've got to overcome here is the parliamentarian, and that leave it to the Democrats. I mean, they're working every shenanigan they can, you know, to get this across the goal line.
Well, they're putting tremendous pressure on the parliamentarian who is battling a breast cancer right now. I can't remember stage three or four. It's tough. And the news is that they Democratic leaders met with her yesterday, and she was noncommittal, but they came out saying, oh, this is the best meeting, because she's already turned down two amnesties that they ran by her. But this time it's an amnesty that's in a bill that's actually passed the House. And they're saying, oh, it's looking good. The thing is, the difference between getting out of this without an amnesty and having an amnesty go through for the American people, especially the American workers and communities that where this will proliferate, is gigantic. And what the polling found in West Virginia is the same thing the polling has found in nationwide, and that is most Americans believe if they pass this amnesty, it will increase the chaos on the border. Of course, more people will want to come. The Migration Policy Institute, which is a pro-immigration, I should say a pro-immigration expansion organization, plus MIT, they did a huge poll of Central America they've just announced. 43% of everybody who lives in Central America says they would like to move to the United States. Now, and they also said the reason they're coming is because they think they can get in. It's not that there's somehow or another horrible new things happening in terms of crime or persecution. It's just that they see opportunity to make more money, which, you know, you can understand it. You can't hold that against them. But my gosh, you can hold it against a government, our government, that has opened the border. And this amnesty will absolutely deluge the country. The good news, I got to tell you, don't want to miss the punchline. Here's the punchline of this poll in West Virginia last week. As you would imagine, but overall, the West Virginians overwhelmingly reject this amnesty. The good news, though, is that so do the Democratic voters. Only 33% of the Democratic voters said that they approve of this amnesty, which has no enforcement. What the Democrats said, the majority of them says they would approve an amnesty only after the border was under control and only if there were provisions to stop future illegal immigration, which makes so much sense. 21% of Democrats said they're opposed to amnesty under any condition. Well, this opens the door for Manchin, who earlier this month was quoted on Fox News. He wasn't quoted on Fox News. He said on Fox News, for us to even be talking about immigration without border security is ludicrous. And he went on to talk about how he hears constantly from people saying, what's going on in the border? So we've got to make sure that the the voters of West Virginia and the voters of Arizona, who, by the way, have similar opinions about this, according to a poll that came out 2 weeks ago, they've got to keep the pressure on their senators and help them understand, look, you want to do the popular thing? Stop this amnesty.
Exactly. Well, it is so bizarre. I mean, we're paying people not to build the border. I mean, taxpayer money, after we had it there, it should have been done by now. And then now also they want to pay people again to tear it down. This comes from the Biden administration. This is so absurd with this stuff. And in this bill, what is it, $100 billion with a B, dollars set aside for immigration reform? And then the other thing, you know, you talk about 8 million people here that are going to, you know, get a free pass. But you know what that means? What about the 30 million that have been growing over the years that, you know, they keep using that old number? Well, there's 11 million illegal immigrants. Well, I'm sorry, that's about three decades old. How big do you think the real number is now? And just like with everything in the government, you get all these unintended consequences. And like Nancy Pelosi says, well, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. And then we find out what's in it. It's not 8 million. It's like this budget, like you said, of 1.75 that different analysts have said that looks more like, you know, upwards of $5 trillion in actual expense.
Yeah.
You know, so this is another one of those things is that that 8 million isn't going to be 8 million. It's going to be a bigger number than that, because you got too many in the shadow, right? You know, that still are in the shadow. Go ahead.
And 8 million is, and of course, the 8 million by itself is absolutely horrifying. And I agree, everything is going to be worse. And one of the reasons why this has a chance to get through is this bill is so big that most of the news media, they're focused on bigger things in terms of money. Although nothing will have as much effect on the American people's lives as this amnesty. So I do. I'm going to put a pitch here. As you know, everything that happens on our website is free. So
yes.
I do want people to come to numbersusa.com, sign up, and we will give you the information, the messages, and the free way to contact your senators. Those of you who live in states with Democratic senators that are not in the progressive woke caucus, and there are at least 15 like that. There are other senators that are concerned about this. They're not speaking up, Democratic senators. So we need to keep the pressure on them. And we come onto our website. We'll provide you with a way to make a difference right now. In the next week or two, maybe three, this is going to be crucial for our country.
Again, Roy, remind them of the website.
NumbersUSA.com.
Okay, that's the number. And, you know, be on the team that is supporting legal citizenship, proper citizenship. We have abandoned, you know, principles, proven principles, and this is why we have the chaos, not at the border. But the other thing that's yet to be realized right back after all this is we're going to have chaos within the boundaries of our country as people from other countries and other values come in and they're flooding, you know, these different states. I mean, this is why, and you can't blame them, you know, for being uneasy about this because, you know, they're not going to necessarily assimilate.
Well, not at these numbers. That's just our history's always proven that. Immigrants do the best when they come in moderate numbers.
Exactly. Got to leave it right there, Roy. Right back from Founders USA. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination.